The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Scientists have discovered that at least two species of cone snail have turned insulin into an underwater weapon. When these stealthy aquatic snails approach their prey, they release insulin, a hormone that can cause blood sugar levels to plummet. Nearby fish don't stand a chance. The sudden influx of insulin can enter their gills and get into their bloodstream. Within moments, they don't have the energy to swim away to escape being eaten alive. Normally, we think of venom as a specific toxin, so it's unique that an animal has come up with a way to target metabolism in prey. More than 100 species of cone snails, these 15-centimeter-long underwater predators, are known to release complex toxins that paralyze their prey. Now, people make insulin in our pancreas, but mollusks produce it in neuroendocrine cells, such as nerve cells. Unexpectedly, these two cone snail species make regular mollusk insulin in their neuroendocrine cells and weaponized insulin in the venom gland. The weaponized insulin also varies depending on the snail's preferred diet. Some cone snails that eat worms also produce insulin that is similar to worm insulin.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.